Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
8 months after the devastating fires that ripped through the town of Lahaina and across Maui, Hawaii's Attorney General released a report today outlining how state and county governments responded to the tragedy. This comes just one day after the Western Fire Chiefs Association released its own report detailing the challenges the fire department face during the wildfire that claimed the lives of at least 101 people. And today's report includes a timeline of the 72 hours before, during, and after the blaze. It's important to note that this is only phase one, and two more reports will be released in the coming months. But for a closer look, we are lucky to be joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Pixie Clay, news editor at Hawaii Public Radio. Pixie is a former editor here at KCBS for many years, part of the KCBS family. And Pixie, it's so great to hear your voice again.
Thank you for having me on to talk about this.
This has got to be a really tough report to digest. And it seems like there are two competing reports. You had the Western Fire Chiefs Association releasing its own report. Was that kind of a preemptive strike to the one released by the Attorney General this afternoon?
I don't think it was a preemptive strike. The report that was released yesterday was basically just a look at the fire department actions, recommendations on how the fire department can improve in future fires, and just very much an internal look on like what their response was, what they were up against, and just an internal look at the fire department's reaction to the fire, which is similar to what the Maui Police Department did on their report on February 5th. There were 111 recommendations for improvements that the fire department could make. This Attorney General report is, as stated multiple times, is just a fact-based timeline of where the fire started and how it spread based on multiple sources of information.
You know, Pixie, this report was 400 pages. You guys got it just earlier today. What really struck me what wasn't in it, and that was it didn't identify what caused the fire. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are wanting to know the cause and the origin of the fire. That's the big thing that a lot of things are hanging on. There are legislative bills that are trying to go through this session, and you know, and a lot of it is hinging on who caused it or what caused the fire. And the Attorney General said their report is not to determine the cause of the origins. That's a separate investigation by the ATF, and the ATF says they're not sure when they're going to release the report and their findings, but maybe by the one-year anniversary of the fire, they'll have it done.
So you mentioned the 111 recommendations, similar by police and the fire department. Are there similar recommendations in the AG report today, or are there no recommendations?
So phase one is strictly just the timeline. The recommendations will be in phase three of the report, which is who knows when that'll be released. Phase three is when they're going to do a forward look and basically best practices and policies to use moving forward. Later this year, phase two of the report is expected to be released, and that's going to include analysis of the events, such as details of the conditions influencing the original fire, analysis of the electrical power status, communication effectiveness. Essentially, phase two will be what was done right and what was done wrong during this disaster.
So this report tried to reconstruct the timeline, right? It used social media posts, it used every available piece of information it had. And it sounds a little chaotic, right? And I learned some things that, you know, a couple of fire trucks in Lahaina got stuck, you know, and one of the firefighters, did he use a moped or a scooter to rescue people? I mean, it was really dire right when that fire broke out and continued to just ravage Lahaina.
Yeah, what had happened was the smoke was so thick and was so fueled by the winds that the really thick smoke actually stuck low to the ground, which drastically reduced visibility. And earlier in the day, the winds were so strong because Hurricane Dora was passing by the islands to the south. So they were having hurricane force winds throughout the islands all day. So a lot of the roads were already obstructed from, you know, pieces of roofs blowing off buildings, downed utility poles. There was no power, so traffic signals were out. So as the situation got more and more dire, things became more chaotic. There were stories of, like, I think in the timeline, there was an a Maui police officer was overcome by smoke, and, you know, fire personnel had to render aid to that police officer to rescue them.
Wow. We know that it's a delicate recovery process with so many dynamics happening in play. How is it going for Lahaina at this time?
It's very slow going. I think if you ask the people of Lahaina, you know, they've lost everything. You know, the cleanup effort is very slow, very deliberate. There is a lot of drama with some politics playing out as well that kind of comes in and kind of colors things in a bad way. There's access for a permanent disposal site for the toxic fire debris that there's drama over. Even with the AG report, there was drama with that because it was 2 months delayed because the officials with the County of Maui were very slow to give this information. And so, you know, this report was supposed to be out 2 months ago, but they actually had to get subpoenas to get all the information to make this report. So I think, a lot of it is frustration at the slow moving bureaucracy of a lot of things.
Pixie Clay, news editor at Hawaii Public Radio, former editor here at KCBS for many years.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!